感谢主有机会能够和弟兄姊妹一同在这里有交通。
I thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity to have fellowship here with you.
那我想和弟兄姊妹交通一个题目，就是有一件事。
So the topic of my sharing is one thing.
我想从圣经三个人物来看神在他们身上的带领。
And I want to take a look at three individuals in the Bible and take a look at how God has led them.
我们先请弟兄姊妹打开圣经诗篇二十七篇第四节。
Let's first turn to Psalm 27, verse 4.
诗篇二十七篇第四节，我们一起来读吧。
Let us read it together. Psalm 27.
一起来。有一件事我从求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。这一节圣经是大卫所写的。
This hymn was written by David.
所以我们首先从大卫身上来看，只有一件事。
So let us first take a look at David's life.
我们不知道我们有多少从求耶和华的祷告。
I don't know how many times we've asked the Lord in prayer.
我们在主面前祷告，神应允了，我们感谢神，这一件事情好像就过去了。
And when we ask the Lord for something and it comes to fruition, we give thanks and then we forget about it. It just passes.
我们不知道有多少人能够记得我们昨天祷告过的事情。
I don't know how many of us can remember our prayer from yesterday.
所以每一个神的儿女，我们在神面前都有许多的祷告。
So as children of God, we have a lot, many prayers before God.
但是大卫在这里说，有一件事我从求耶和华，我仍要寻求。
And David here says, one thing I ask the Lord, this is what I seek.
那这一件事情呢，是一直持续到现在，在大卫的心里，也在大卫的祷告当中。
And this is something that continues to press in David's heart and in his prayer.
当我在思想这一节圣经的时候，
As I meditate upon this verse,
我想到在我们一生当中，我们有许多的祷告。
I thought about all the different prayers we had in our lives.
但是如果在神的恩典里面，我们有一件事情祷告在神的心意里面，
But in His blessing, if there's one thing for us to pray that is true to His heart,
那这一件事情在我们的生命当中，我们不知道要带下多么大的祝福。
I don't know in our life how much help it will give us.
所以我们害怕，我们有许许多多的祷告，但是我们却没有求在神的心意当中。
We're afraid and we have many, many prayers, but it seems that the things we're asking is not what he desires from us.
大卫最大的心愿是什么呢？
What did David seek the most?
就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
That is, he may dwell in the house of the Lord.
那这一句话非常抓住我的心。
And this truly grabs hold of my heart.
我们今天在中国的很多的人呢，都希望能够移民到北美，能够到这个澳洲，到新西兰。
In China, a lot of people really want to immigrate to North America or to New Zealand or to Australia.
因为大家都希望能够提高自己生活的品质。
Because they really want to improve on their quality of life.
那弟兄姊妹，如果让你让我选择的话，
But brothers and sisters, if I were to choose,
我们知道大卫他曾经他住到过在皇宫里面，他也曾经 流落在旷野当中。
We know in David's life he lived in palace for part of his life, and he also dwelt in the wilderness for a period of time.
那如果主给我们恩典，让我们做选择的话，我们是希望住在这个美国，希望住在北京，还是希望我一生就活在一个很偏僻、很贫穷的山村里面？
If God were to be gracious to us and we have a choice, will we choose to live in North America, in Beijing, or in somewhere that's very remote, somewhere in the mountains?
大卫做出了他的选择。
And David made his choice.
大卫他是渴望一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
And David thirsts to dwell in the house of the Lord.
他渴望的是每一天能够与神同住，
and he desired to cohabitate with our Lord.
能够在幔子内与神有亲密的交通，
and to be before him to have a fellowship with him.
大卫说要瞻仰他的荣美，就是要定睛在主自己的身上。
And David continues on to say that to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to have his gaze upon the Lord.
并且在他的殿里求问。
And also to seek him in his temple.
我们记得大卫在十六篇里面说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
And we remember in Psalm 16, David said that you are my Lord and all of the goodness, my goodness is in you.
所以当一个人被主所吸引的时候，
So when a person is attracted by the Lord,
所有他所渴望的就是能够住在主的里面。
All that he desires is to dwell within in the Lord.
我记得我在读戴德生弟兄挚爱中华这一本传记的时候，
I remember when I was reading a book by Hudson Taylor.
戴德生弟兄曾经给他的母亲和他的妹妹写信。
At one point he wrote a letter to his mother and sister.
虽然他已经到了中国内地传福音，但是在他心里有一个缺憾。
But although he was sharing the word and spreading the gospel in the inner part of China, he had there is a desire in his heart.
就是他感觉虽然他蛮有神的恩典和工作，但是他感觉他跟主的关系仍然是常常是在主的里面，也常常他感觉到好像不在主的里面。
And he felt a bit of lacking in the sense that he is doing the work of God, but a lot of times he's working in the Lord, through the Lord, but at times he is not.
那有一天当戴德生弟兄他在灵修祷告的时候，神借着约翰福音十五章对他的心讲话。
So one morning he was doing his morning prayers and the Lord spoke to him through John chapter 15.
我们记得在十五章里面讲到的，主是葡萄树，我们是什么呢？我们是枝子，枝子连于葡萄树。
And we know that, that in chapter 15 it talks about the Lord being the vine and us being the branches and that we are connected to him.
那当圣灵打开他心里的眼睛，看见他是枝子，已经连接在葡萄树上。
So when the Holy Spirit opened his eyes and caused him to see that he is a branch and has been connected to the Lord.
所以他的心里面就充满了喜乐，充满了感恩。
And his heart was filled with joy and thanksgiving.
他写信给他的妈妈，给他的妹妹，告诉他们说他看见了，不是凭感觉，而是他已经在基督里面，他已经像枝子一样连在葡萄树上。
And he wrote a letter to his mother and sister saying that it is not through his feeling, but he can see that he is a branch that's connected to the vine, he is in the Lord.
所以你看到他后面的侍奉，他是一个住在耶和华殿中，活在基督里的生命的光景。
So if you look at his life, his ministry from that point onward, you can see that he is one who is living in the Lord and dwelling in his house.
一生一世住在耶和华的殿中是何等的甜美。
How sweet it is to dwell in the house of the Lord.
我在想到圣经里面有一个住在神殿中的人。
So in the Bible, there's someone else who dwelt in the house of the Lord for his life.
弟兄姊妹还记得在路加福音第二章讲到有一个女先知名叫亚拿。
If you remember in the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, it talks about a prophetess.
亚拿呢,她寡居到84岁, 圣经说并不离开圣殿, 禁食祈求, 昼夜侍奉神。
And so here it talks about that that she dwelt in the house of the Lord for dwelt in the house of the Lord and she prayed.
所以亚拿, 她是一个活在耶和华殿中的人。
So she is one who dwelt in the house of the Lord.
我们感谢神, 当我们心里的眼睛被神打开,
We thank the Lord that when our eyes have been opened by Him,
当有一天神乐意把他的儿子启示在我们里面,
When one day He is He's willing to reveal His Son to us,
他的荣美 就吸引也就夺了我们的心去
And His beauty would attract us and capture our heart
我在国内的时候 在我的成长当中遇到过一个老姐妹
So when I was in China in my, while I was growing up I met this older sister
那我所认识的这一个年长的姐妹 她是一生住在耶和华殿中的人
So she was someone who dwelt in the Lord's house for her entire life
他的家是大概只有五六个平方米的很小的一个平房
So her house is very small, about 5-6 cubic meters.
那这个姐妹她是一个深深的被主得着,把自己一生献给主的人。
And she was someone who was truly captured by the Lord, and she gave her entire life to the Lord.
她有独身的恩赐。
She had the blessing of not being married.
那么她一个人住在家里, 很简单的有一张床,床下有一个柜子,放着她所有的衣服和家当。
So in her home there's only one bed and underneath the bed is a chest that contain all of her clothing and the rest of her possessions.
但是在她这个简陋的小平房里面,每一天去看望她 和他交通祷告的人络绎不绝
And in her simple home, people continue to go and visit her to pray and to have fellowship.
我记得每一个星期有一段时间，主把我带到这一个年长的姐妹家里，然后我就把我心里在我这个星期我属灵追求中所遇到的问题和她交通。
And I had the opportunity one weekend of going to her home, visiting her, and basically sharing with her the things I learned from the past week.
因为她是一个活在神的殿中，活在主脚前的人。
She was one who dwelt in the house of the Lord and dwelt and was before the Lord.
她总是能够在圣灵的引导之下，透过神的话解答我属灵的疑问。
And through the word of God and through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, she was able to answer my questions.
并且她的祷告,我记忆犹新,每一次都能够带下神的同在。
And her prayer always brought God's presence.
每一次跟她祷告的时候,是把你在基督里面引到神面前。
And whenever she prays, it's taking you from the with Christ and into the Lord.
让你能够在祷告中遇见主自己
And through prayer to meet face to face with our Lord
我记得我大概是在17岁的时候 主的恩典临到我身上
I remember when I was 17 when God was His blessing came upon me
那一年我是高中刚刚毕业
At that time I just graduated from high school
但是主给我有8个月在家里面的时间 就把我带到
But I had an 8-month one when I was at home that the Lord brought me into the inner room.
那对于一个年轻的好动的男孩来讲,
to a teenager who is very active,
我过去比较喜欢运动,比较喜欢跟同学一起做这个做那个。
I enjoy athletics very much and I like to hang out with my friends.
但是当 他的荣美吸引你心的时候,
but when his beauty captures your heart.
那八个月的时间, 主就把我带到我们家的一个很小的一个房子里面。
So in that 8 months, he brought me into this very small room.
在那一个就是很在我们家院子很小的那一个房子里面, 每一天我拿一本圣经, 拿一本荒漠甘泉, 拿一本诗歌。
So there was a small room in my courtyard that every day that I would be in there with the Bible, hymns, and also the daily bread.
每一天当圣灵吸引你, 把你带到这个房间里面, 所有的渴慕, 所有的甜美, 就是在这个房间当中和我们所亲爱的主交通。
And when you're captured by the Lord, all of the sweetness, it's to have fellowship with the Lord in this room.
那个时候,所有过去活泼好动,喜欢的那些兴趣和爱好,
so all the different activities that I loved,
当来到主面前的时候,你就感觉到所有的一切都不能够和他相比拟。
But when I came before, when they cannot compare when you come to the before the Lord.
那从那个时候开始，我经历到，在我们每一天24个小时的生活当中，什么时间、什么事情是最甜美、最能够满足我们心的。
At that time, I came to realize what in our 24-hour day, what are the things that are the sweetest and most attractive to us.
那当我们进入到内室，不见一人。 只遇见爱我们的主，当我们在祷告里被圣灵引导，能够亲近他可爱的自己，瞻仰他荣美的时候。
So when we come into this room, when we don't see anyone else except the Lord, and through our prayer we see Him and the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就会让我们的心深深的被他的爱所吸引，认他为千万人中之第一人。
And the Holy Spirit will cause us to be captivated by Him, and we will see no one else except Him.
那让我们经历到呢,不见一人,只单单地遇见我们的主。
So that we can experience, we see no one else except our Lord.
当我们在祷告里面,我们经历到只有他,只有我的时候,我们的心就在他的里面得着满足。
Only until we experience that in our prayer that there is only Him, only then will our hearts be satisfied.
我记得那个时候我是在家庭教会里面。
I remember at that time I was in a house church.
在我们家也有一个姐妹。
And there was also a sister in my home.
那这个姐妹她年龄很大,她没有文化,她不识字。
And she was elderly and she was illiterate.
但是她同样的被主所吸引。 也同样的被圣灵带到耶和华的殿中，带到主的脚前。In
the same way, she was captured by the Lord, and she was brought into His house.
我记得她跟我们分享她的祷告。I
remember when she shared with us her prayer.
因为老年人到了晚上可能睡觉啊比较警醒，睡觉的时间比较少。I
guess the elderly, when they at night, they don't sleep as much.
所以她有一个习惯，每到了半夜，她容易警醒。
So she usually wakes up in the middle of the night.
那当她半夜醒来的时候呢，她就起床祷告。And
when she wakes up in the middle of the night, she would get up and pray.
那个时候，她这个屈膝跪在主的面前。And
at that time, when she knelt before the Lord.
当她在祷告的里面，她跟主交通的时候，她感觉到主就在她身边。When
she prayed to the Lord and had fellowship with Him, she felt as if He was just right next to her.
他就把两个这个胳膊，把两个腿往前匍匐。And
she would move forward.
他说：“主啊，能不能让我亲亲你的脸？”And
she would say to herself, "Lord, can I kiss your face?"
当一个人被带到耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美。
When a person is brought into the house of the Lord to gaze upon His beauty,
你就感觉到这个世界跟世界上所有的事情都暗淡失色。
And you will find that this everything in the world pales in comparison to this experience, to this.
这是大卫的祷告, 这是大卫的寻求。
And this is David's prayer and his what he sought after.
那我们再来看第二段圣经, 在路加福音第10章42节。
Let us take a look at the second verse, which is in Luke chapter 10, verse 42.
这一段圣经里面呢, 是记载到, 就是, 伯大尼, 马大, 玛利亚和拉撒路一家的故事。
And this part records the story of in Bethany, Mary and Martha and Lazarus.
如果大家有圣经的话, 我们一起来读这一节圣经。
If you have the Bible, let us all read together this verse.
路加福音第10章42节, 一起来。 但是不可少的只有一件, 玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分。 是不能夺去的。你看到这一段圣经当中，它也是讲到不可少的只有一件事。And
here it says that that there is only one thing is needed.
我过去不大明白这段圣经，我以为主要让我们呢不要像马大一样太忙了，要像玛利亚一样常常坐在主的脚前。
In the past, I thought that I understood it as that the Lord did not want us to be busy like Martha, but like Mary.
其实这段圣经里面呢, 玛利亚她也不是什么事情都不做。
But in this Bible, Mary didn't just sit around doing nothing.
我看到在英文圣经里面有一个词是 also 也。
In the English text, it says also, there's that word.
其实玛利亚呢, 她可能是做完了一些事情之后, 也坐下来听主讲道。
Perhaps that when Martha actually was done, she also sat down before the Lord and listened.
所以这段圣经当中, 其实主提醒马大的, 是说你服侍主的事, 忙碌, 其实并不要紧。
So what Lord is reminding Martha is the service that you're doing is not the most important.
那重要的是就是心你的心思不要因为伺候的事多就分心。
But rather that your heart not be distracted because all the things you have to do, the many things you have to do.
不要被你所服侍的事情弄得你扰乱不安。
And rather not to be distracted and confused and annoyed by the different things you're doing.
那我们刚才读到的42节呢, 说不可少的
Verse 2 is 42 says, but only one thing is needed.
这句话我这样理解就是除了这一件事情之外, 大概其他所有的事情都不是必不可少的。
So I understood this as such that outside of this one thing, everything else is not absolutely necessary.
所以很有可能在我们每一个人行事历当中, 优先次序的那一些事情, 或者都是可有可无的。
So perhaps in the things that we're doing, because of priority, some things we can do without.
那么这件事情, 圣经说是上好的福分, 是不能夺去的。
And the Bible says that what is better cannot be taken away.
那么这件事情是什么呢?
What is this thing?
就是 在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
And that is to sit before our Lord and listen to his word.
那弟兄姊妹, 在玛利亚的经历当中, 有一件事情, 就是在耶稣的脚前坐着听他的道。
In Mary's experience, it was that she sat before the Lord, before his feet, and listened to his word.
今天我们有多少人羡慕
How many of us are envious of Mary's experience?
那我感觉到我们平常实在都太忙了，哪有时间？
Her blessing. I feel that sometimes we're so busy that we don't even have the time.
我们常常觉得我们觉得有价值的、重要的，我们干这个、干那个，好像都比这一件事情更加重要。
So oftentimes we find other things of worth, and we do this and do that, and find that they're all more worth or wild than this.
那你想一下，这句话说，
And if you think about this word,
在耶稣脚前, 坐着听他的道,
and if you consider on this, sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said.
那当我们在, 比如说我们在每一天读四章圣经, 我们一年读一遍, 或者两遍, 我们这样读经的时候,
If we read four chapters a day, perhaps we will read the Bible once or twice a year.
是不是就是坐在耶稣的脚前听他的道呢?
Is this sitting before his feet and listening to his word?
那有的时候我们是在清晨或者晚上祷告的时候, 那我们这样的祷告是不是在他的脚前听他的道呢?
Or sometimes we, in the early mornings when we pray before him, is that sitting before his feet and listening to his word?
或者当我们主日, 我们这样聚在一起的时候, 我们算不算坐在他的脚前听他的道呢?
Or on Sunday morning, we're all sitting here listening to the message, is this considered sitting before his feet and listening to his word?
其实当你思想这一句话的时候, 实在实在是太美了。
When you consider these words, it's so beautiful.
很多的时候我们读经、祷告或者聚会的时候, 其实我们真的不见得是在他的脚前听他的道。
Oftentimes when we pray, read his word, or even gather, it's not sitting before his feet and listening to his word.
因为在我们的心里,或者说在我们的心思里面, 我们可以充满了各样的东西, 而使我们的心其实离得主好远好远。
Oftentimes our heart and mind is so filled with many other things that we're so far away from him.
在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道,
to sit before his feet and listening to his word,
是告诉我们在祷告的时候, 我们要在内室中遇见暗中的父。
It reminds us that when we pray, we need to be in the inner room and to see our Father.
是告诉我们在我们读经的时候, 我们要遇见在圣经当中这一位永活的, 要对我们的心讲话的神。
And when we read the word, we need to meet and see this God who is everlasting and who speaks to us.
是告诉我们在我们聚集在他脚前的时候, 我们能够遇见那一位在七个金灯台当中行走的人子。
And when we sit here and listen to our message, we need to see the Lord, the Christ who walks along the seven lampstands.
弟兄姊妹,这是一个极大的恩典,也是一个极大的上好的福分。
Brian says, this is such a great blessing.
就是当我们单单的向他注目, 向他留心侧耳的时候,
it is when we gaze upon him, when we turn our ears and our heart towards him,
圣灵能够借着圣经, 神的话, 对我们的心讲话,
and the Holy Spirit will through his word speak to us.
透过神的话, 把神的儿子启示在我们里面,
and through his word he will reveal his son unto us.
所以这一件事情, 它重要的是, 有没有神的话,
so what is important is, has his word come upon us?
我们一个活在主脚前的人, 是应该常常有圣灵的默示, 有神的话临到我们里面。
For us who are before him, we need to have his word come upon us often.
我们知道在以色列人的历史当中有一段以利的年代, 那个时候没有默示, 没有神的话。
And we remember a period of time in the Old Testament is the period of Eli, when there is no revelation and there is no word.
但是一个坐在耶稣脚前听他道的人,
but for someone who sits before his feet and listens to his word,
我们是能够遇见这一位说话的神,他要对我们的心讲话。
We can come face to face to this God who wants to speak to us, and he speaks to us.
你看到一个活在神面前的人, 在我们每一天的生活当中, 其实常常是有话, 有的时候有圣灵, 甚至感动一首诗歌, 在我们里面的人。
So for someone who sees the Lord off on a daily basis, we see that God has word for us and He continues to speak to us.
那因为玛利亚她是坐在主的脚前，向主留心侧耳，那一定有圣灵的启示在她的心里面。
And when Mary sat before our Lord and when she listened to Him, the Holy Spirit must have revealed things to her.
因为在稍后的经文当中，在约翰福音当中就告诉我们，玛利亚因为得着这样的启示，她知道主要上十字架，她就把玉瓶打碎，把香膏高在主的身上。
In the later passages, it speaks that because of Mary's revelation, she broke, because she knew that our Lord was going upon the cross, so she broke the alabaster jar and poured the perfume upon our Lord.
所以我们看到我们的主何等喜悦，也何等盼望我们能够常常坐在他的脚前。
We can see how much our Lord loves us and desires that we sit before His feet.
那我在97年有一段时间主把我带到北京。
In 1997, and for a period of time, the Lord brought me to Beijing.
因为离开家，因为离开，暂时离开教会的服事，在学校里面念书，我就有很多的时间。
And because I was away from home and away from serving in the church, I had a lot of time.
那我最享受的一段时间，就是我每一天我在吃过晚饭以后。
The time that I enjoyed the most was every day after dinner.
那我可以到北外的那一些花园里面一个人来读神的话。
That I can go out to a garden and read His word.
那到了礼拜六周末的时候，我可以跟主内的弟兄借一辆自行车，然后到北京的一个公园叫紫竹园，就是一个竹子的公园。
Or on Sunday after church, that I could borrow a bicycle from brothers and sisters from church and go to this park in near Beijing.
然后你一天的时间，拿一本圣经，拿一瓶水，或者你买一点面包一类的，然后你就可以一天从早到晚在那个亭子，在水边，然后呢来读来默想神的话。
And you know, bring a bottle of water and the Bible, and maybe buy some bread. But you could spend the whole day in this wonderful environment, in this garden, and to meditate upon His Word.
那当神借着圣经对你对我的心讲话的时候，我们的心实在满了感恩。
When He speaks to us through His Word, our heart is so full of thanksgiving.
因为唯有神的话是我们脚前的灯。也是我们路上的光。
Because only His word is the light before our feet and the lamp on our way.
所以我们有一个渴望，我们不但来到他的脚前，我们也侧耳在他的嘴边。
Not only do we come before His feet, we also turn our ears towards Him.
那在圣经里面，诗人讲到神的话，说神的话比蜂房下滴的蜜更加的甘甜。
And in the psalm says that His word is sweeter than honey.
神的话比一切的财宝更加的宝贵。
And His word is more precious than all the treasures.
当我们得着神的话，我们遵行神的话，便有大赏。
When we receive His word and we follow His word, we will be rewarded.
所以在玛利亚的这一个生命当中，她选择了那上好的福分。
So in Mary's life, she chose that which is better.
我们再看第三处的圣经，是在腓立比书第三章。
Let us turn to the third passages in Philippians chapter 3.
十三到十四节。
Verse 13 to 14.
如果翻到的话，我们一起来读这段圣经。
Let us read it together.
腓立比书三章十三到十四节，一起来，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。 在保罗讲这一句话以前
，Before Paul said this，
保罗在前面讲过说，先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
And Paul said before this that that which I felt was beneficial to me, I now consider lost.
保罗也将万事当作有损的，因他已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
And he considered.
对不起，这个大概在前面第三章前面。
Okay, and then that he considered the most precious.
圣灵在保罗身上的工作。
The work of the Holy Spirit upon Paul.
就是要让保罗认识神的儿子。
And that is that Paul must come to know the Lord.
让保罗经历基督，以得着基督为他生命的至宝。
And so that he can receive Christ, and that Christ would become that the treasure.
圣灵在保罗身上的工作，也是要让基督的生命在他身上长大。
And the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit upon Paul is so that his life may grow.
直到长成，满有基督长成的身量。
And that his life may mature.
所以在前面保罗也讲到说，我活着就是基督。
And Paul before also says that I live in Christ, for Christ.
但是到了后面这里保罗说，我不是以为自己已经得着了。
And Paul here says that he doesn't feel that he has taken hold of it.
弟兄姊妹，这一句话实在太美了。
Brothers and sisters, this passage is too beautiful.
我最近在这几个月当中，我心里面也同样深有感触。
And the last past couple of months, I had the same feeling.
因为我实在觉得呢，我们这个人实在经不起一点的考验。
I feel that we truly cannot withstand any test.
我记得以前老师告诉我一句话说，你永远不要相信你自己。
I remember a teacher once told me that to never trust ourselves.
因为在中国呢，我们也拜访过一些曾经为主受苦、被主所重用的仆人。
In China, we've visited some brothers and sisters and a servant of God who suffer for the Lord.
同样呢，我想在外边，我们也接触过一些在各地被邀请有名的讲员。
And we have also visited some brothers and sisters who have been invited to speak.
但是很多的时候，我们口里面所讲的，让人感受到的，就是我曾经为主受过多少苦。
What we often say is and causes others to feel is that how many times I've suffered for the Lord in the past.
我们牧养过多少的教会，或者说我们带出过。多少的工人
or how many churches I've pastored or how many servants of the Lord I have helped to grow.
当然见到好多服侍主的人，见了面所谈到的基本上是我到过哪里宣教，然后我为主曾经做过什么什么。
And for the brothers and sisters we visited, they often said, where have I gone to preach the word and what have I done?
我们感谢主，这一些都是神的恩典。
And thank the Lord, these are all His blessings.
但是这些事情常常讲起来的时候，让我们有一个感觉是实在与我有益。
I find that a lot of times when we talk about these things, it makes us seem as if these are our things to boast or to talk about, to bring.
但是不是能够彰显基督？是不是能够流露基督？是不是让人听到的时候、交通的时候，能够更认识、更宝贵、更渴望得着基督呢
？Well, these things when we talk about them, will they bring forth our Lord? Will they show the Lord to others? Will they attract others to the Lord?
那在中国，我曾经。我们认识一个被神所重用的一个使女。
In China, there was a servant of the Lord, a sister, who was used by the Lord.
那这个姐妹她写过很多的书。
She wrote many books.
大概在中国，所有这一些信主长的年长的弟兄姊妹都读过她写的书。
And the older brothers and sisters, those who have been in the Lord for a while, they've all read her books.
我们年轻的时候也都读她写的书。
When we were younger, we also read her books.
给我们很大的帮助。
And she gave us a lot of help.
但是这个姐妹呢？她是一生背着十字架跟随主的人。
And this sister, she was one who carried the cross her entire life and followed the Lord.
默然爱主，隐藏自己。
And she loved the Lord and hid herself in the Lord.
我记得她的家人跟我谈到她的见证。
I remember one of her family members shared with me her testimony.
她告诉我说，虽然许许多多的人读过她的书，从神借着她所写的书里面。得着很大的帮助。
Although many people has read her books and has received a lot of help from the books she's written.
但是她在中国各地，她走在路上，却从来没有人，甚至从来没有基督徒认识她。
When she walks on the street, no one has ever recognized her.
她的亲戚告诉我说，当她走在路上。只是有许多不信主的人看到这个人很诧异。
So when she walks in, except that there's some unbelievers when they see her, I guess they find her interesting.
那好多不信主的人呢，看到这个姐妹就说呀，你好像是因为她整个是一个活在与主亲密交通里面的人，这个人的脸好像发光一样。好多的人都感觉到这个老太太，哎呀，太尊贵，太荣耀。
And when they see her, they find her that she is so honorable. She carries this persona with her that is someone who has been in the Lord for a long time. That her face almost radiates.
但是她非常隐藏，从来没有人认识她。
But she hides herself so well that no one really knows who she is, despite that she's written so many books.
那她曾经写过一篇文章，可能有的弟兄姊妹会读过。
She's written an article, perhaps some of the brothers and sisters might have read it in the past.
她这一篇文章的题目就是我不及格。
Basically, the subject is I failed.
她在主面前，她想到神在她身上的恩典，她虽然为主受了那么多年的苦，但是她深深的感觉，她满足不了神的心意，她够不上神的心意，她说我不及格。
And she felt that although she's done so much for the Lord, but she feels that she has not done what the Lord wanted, and that's why she said that she wrote the title as being I failed.
保罗在这里说，
Paul here says,
我不是以为自己已经得着了。
I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it.
弟兄姊妹，如果保罗说他还没有得着。我们谁得着了呢？
Brothers and sisters, Paul said that he has not taken hold of it. Which one of us has taken hold of it?
那我这些年有幸有蒙恩典，能够读一些圣经，参加一些圣经课程的学习。
I've been blessed enough to take some classes or to study in terms regarding the Bible.
那当我在这个学习毕业的时候，主使我心里深深的感觉，当我们越学的时候。我们实在承认说，我们什么都不懂。
After I done these studies and I take my time, I find that the Lord helped me to see that there's so much more that we don't know.
所以弟兄姊妹，保罗说他从来没有以为自己已经得着了。
And that is why Paul said he doesn't consider himself to have taken hold of it.
保罗只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
But one thing that Paul is striving towards is to forget what is behind and to strain towards what is ahead.
这句话的背景呢，其实是用来形容在罗马的时候那个圆形竞技场内赛跑的人。
And this the background of this verse is back in the Roman days when they're in a marathon.
那个运动员呢，弯着身子向前伸手，头直向前，眼睛望着终点，然后呢，尽力赛跑的那一幅图画。
And it's when the athlete, when he extends out his hands towards the goal, and he presses his entire body forward, and he rushes towards the goal, and that is the picture that we're talking about here.
我们知道像保罗经历基督这么丰富的一个人,
we see that Paul, someone who has experienced the Lord in such abundance.
那我们当然相信保罗应该是被主大用, 他有许许多多需要他做的事情。
Of course, he's been greatly used by the Lord, and there's so much that he could and has done.
但是我们看到保罗所思想的、所思、所想、所爱、所做只有一件事。
But we see that what Paul thinks about, what he desires, what he loves, what he wants to do is only one thing.
他像一个运动员在跑道上就是要全心的追求得着基督。
He is like an athlete running in a race who desires to capture the Lord.
他不管这个身旁的事物, 他也不会理会别人的掌声或者是讥笑。
He does not consider the things that are around him, whether it's the applause of people watching or people mocking him.
那我们看到保罗是一直的面向标杆直跑。
And Paul rushes towards the goal.
当我们参加一个学业毕业了，或者我们 有了一些恩赐能够为主做一点事的时候,
after we perhaps we graduate from school or when we have some blessing that we can serve him,
特别到了今天这个末后的时代是一个非常让人无法安心定睛在主身上的一个时候,
especially in these end times where it's hard for us to gaze upon the Lord and to sit before him.
你看到我们每一个服侍主的人 好像都有忙不完的事儿。
And for a lot of us who are serving the Lord, it seems as if there's so many things for us to do is never ending.
其实甚至许多的圣工都可能引诱我们离开基督这个目标。
Perhaps sometimes, even perhaps, that some of the work and the service that we're doing, perhaps that would even lead us away from our Lord.
但是保罗只有一件事, 他所有所做的就是为要
What Paul wants, the only thing he wants is to experience the Lord more deeply.
在中国, 我还认识到一个, 到现在一直被神所重用的神的仆人。
In China, I still know this the servant of God who's still being used by the Lord.
那这个弟兄在海内外都非常的这个有名。
And he is people know him within in China and outside of China.
所以邀请他去讲道, 邀请他去做这个做那个的人, 非常多。
And there are a lot of people who invite him to do this and to do that.
那有一次在他祷告的时候, 神就对他的心讲话。
And there's once when he was praying and the Lord said this to him.
主问他说, 你有几颗心?
The Lord says, how many hearts do you have?
你这里也想摸摸, 你那里也想干干。
And you want to touch upon this and you want to work on that.
神对他的心讲,
and the Lord said to his heart,
你不要管别人干什么, 你只要把心归我,
don't worry about what others are doing. I only desire your heart and for you to follow me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
一个人在恩典当中被主所吸引, 被主所得着的时候,
When a person is has been blessed and has been captured by the Lord.
当我们在主的手中被圣灵借着十字架来制作的时候,
when we're in his hands, when we're being worked by the cross,
你看到神能够让我们的心变得那么样的清澈,
and when you can see that he changes our heart to be so light and so pure.
圣灵在我们身上的工作会让我们的生命变得那么样的纯净。
And he would cause us to be of pure heart.
同时, 圣灵在我们里面引导的路径也会那样清楚, 那样坚定。
And the path that he leads us will be clear and
面向标杆要得, 神召他所要他得着的。
And to run towards the goal and to receive what God wants him to receive.
一生倾心爱主, 一生追求, 以认识我主基督耶稣为生命的至宝。
To be of pure heart and to receive the Lord and to follow the Lord.
我在参加一个, 在国内参加一个, 老姐妹的追思礼拜的时候呢。
Once when I was in China and attending a funeral of an elderly sister.
那我记得有一个弟兄讲过一句话。
I remember this brother once said this.
他说我从这一个姐妹一生的从她的身上我认定一件事情。
From her life, I can acknowledge this.
我知道什么都虚空，唯有爱主不落空。
All things are in vain except loving the Lord.
那我们看到三个人物，三处的圣经。
We see three individuals in the Bible in three different passages.
无论是大卫，无论是玛利亚，也无论是保罗。
Whether it's David, Mary, or Paul.
你看到当一个人被主所吸引的时候，
When you see that someone who has been attracted to the Lord.
当他经历了那么多圣灵在他身上恩典的工作之后，
When you see that they've experienced so much and the wonderful works of the Holy Spirit in their lives.
他在神的心意当中，他认定了一条的道路。
And that in their heart they know of one path to go.
他在地上活着的时候，他虽然很忙碌，但他却好像只有一件事。
Although they're so busy in their life in this world, but there is only one thing.
你看到大卫，他说我要住在耶和华的殿中。
And David said he wants to dwell in the house of the Lord.
玛利亚选择了那上好的福分，坐在主的脚前听他讲话。
And Mary chose the better blessing to sit before his feet and to listen to him.
保罗只有一件事，就是向着标杆直跑。
And Paul has one thing, and that is to run towards the goal.
我心里面有一个祷告。
In my heart there is a prayer.
我常常想我们在神的家里面啊，有做不完的事情。
I often think there's a lot of work in the house of the Lord that we can never finish.
我向主祷告说，如果主给我二十年，或者再给我二十年。
I think to myself that if the Lord were to give me 20 more years,
我们知道有一天我们都要去见主，都要向主交账。
We know that one day we will go see him and to.
那当我见主的时候，我是告诉主说，我活在地上，我为你，我传了多少福音，我为你做了多少多少的工作呢？
Well, when I see him, will I say to him, how much of your gospel have I shared, and how much work have I done?
我心里面有一个胆怯，有一个惧怕。
I have a fear in my heart.
我怕虽然可能主只是把你当一个工具来使用，用你做了一些的工作，但是当你见主的时候，你现在的脾气是什么？见主的时候脾气还是什么？
I'm afraid that God has used that you as an instrument to do his work. But yet, whatever your temperament is right now, when you see him, you'll continue to have the same temperament, personality.
那我们生命当中现在有一些的缺点，我们生命当中有那么多的败坏的地方，有那么不好的性格，等到我们见主的时候，我们没有任何的改变。
And that I'm afraid that when we have some shortcomings in our life, and some things are lacking, but when we see the Lord, we have not changed a bit at all.
那当我们见主的时候，主会不会对我们讲，我不认识你呢？
When we see him, will he say to us, I don't know you?
因为你实在不像一个在基督里面新造的生命品格的样子。
Because you're not like a new creation in Christ.
你只是一个好像是为主做了一些事，但是你还是原来的那个人，那个脾气，那个性格，那个样子。
It seems as if you're just someone who has done some work for the Lord, but you still have the same characteristics, same personality, and the same temperament.
我们知道圣灵在我们身上最大的工作，乃是要把基督的生命建造在我们生命当中。
We know that the greatest work is to have the life of Christ in us.
是我们因为认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，长成满有基督长成的身量。
And to grow up in the image of Christ and to be mature in his life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们知道离了他，我们什么都不是。
Lord, brother and sister, we know that outside of him, we are nothing.
离开他，我们当然什么我们也不能做。
Outside of him, we cannot do anything either.
所以我们有一个宝贵的地位，就是在他的脚前。
Our most precious position is to be sitting before his feet.
你会看到其实记载玛利亚的经文后面还有两处，一处是他 跑到耶稣脚前，圣经说伏伏在耶稣的脚前，那个时候是为着拉撒路死的缘故。
So there are two more passages later on that it talks about Mary. One is that when she ran towards the feet of Jesus and prostrated herself before him, and that is in regards to Lazarus.
那第三处呢，是讲到玛利亚打破玉瓶，然后呢倒在主的脚上，又用头发擦干。
And the third place is when she broke the jar and poured the perfume upon his feet and used her hair to wipe away.
你看到玛利亚的生命三次的记载。都跟主的脚发生关系。
And you see in the three passages that records Mary's life, is related to the feet of Christ.
这是一个多么宝贵，这是一个多么啊，真是宝贝的一个地位。
How precious is this?
使我们可以好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，坐在爸爸的脚前。
That we can be children, in love, through His love, can sit before His feet.
当我们的心倾向他的时候，我们可以得听他慈爱之言。
And when we draw our hearts close to him, we can hear his word, his loving words.
当我们爱慕他对我们讲话，我们也爱慕能够靠着圣灵能够走在他所引导我们走的这一条路上。
He loves to speak to us, and we love to follow in the footsteps in the guidance of his Holy Spirit.
所以我们就心甘乐意。我们敢靠着恩典说，我们愿意把我们的一生，也把我们的生命完全交在他的手里。
And we wholeheartedly are willing to give our entire life into his heart, into his hands.
我们愿意先成为他手中的工作，让他在基督耶稣里把我们制作成功。
And we're willing to submit ourselves to be the work of his hand so that we can be perfected in Christ.
好让现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我们里面活着。
So that it is Christ who lives in us and not ourselves.
好让我们能够靠着这个生命，也靠着这个生命里面复活的能力说，无论我们处在卑贱，还是处在尊贵，贫穷，还是丰富，我们都可以喜乐，我们都可以满足。
So through this life and by this life, by the power in this life that we can, whether our upbringing is a poor upbringing or a high honorable upbringing, that we can live out this life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们只有这一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, there is only one thing.
当我们这样来爱慕、来追求、来跟随他的时候，我们是在得着了那上好的福分。
That when we gaze upon him, when we follow, when we seek, when we listen, that we receive that which is better.
我们祷告。
Let us bow our head and wear a prayer.
天父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们心里面实在要向你匍匐敬拜、感谢、称颂你。
We prostrate ourselves before you in our heart, and we pray and thank, give thanks to you.
主啊，你全然可爱，全然美丽。
You're beautiful and you're precious to us.
你是我们的良人，你是我们的一切。
You're that person for us, and you are our everything.
主啊，求你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随。
Lord, capture us so that we can run towards you.
主啊，我们巴不得你充满我们的思想，充满我们的言语，也充满在我们生命当中。
Lord, may you fill our mind and thoughts and our words and our hearts and our entire life.
主啊，你在我们生命当中，也在我们一切所行的事上。使我们能够单单的举起耶稣赞美你不歇。
Then may we upload Christ and praise you.
因为一切都是在基督里，你真是我们的一切。
For everything is in Christ, and you are our everything.
为着你给我们的话，为着你给我们丰富的恩典，为着你直到今天宽容我们，你仍然没有停止在我们身上的工作，我们敬拜你。
And for your word and for your blessings and for the work that you continue to do in us, we give you thanks.
我们也把一切的荣耀、感谢、爱戴都归给你。
And we give you all glory, thanks and praise.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.